Ramayana Act 3, Chapter 4, Ravana's Evil Trickery. Scene 4, Malayavan Tries to Advise Ravana. Meanwhile, in his council chambers, Ravana gazed around at his ministers. They all sat mutely looking at one another. Ram's feat in crossing the ocean with an unlimited number of bears and monkeys was most astonishing. And that was on top of the incredible display by a single monkey in Lanka. Surely, battle with Ram would be most foolhardy. Seeing the timidity of his advisers, Ravana spoke in a voice which rang throughout the silent chamber. I have heard everything about Ram and his prowess. I feel that we will be able to overcome him in battle. I know the Rakshasas to be unfailing and resolute. You should entertain no fears. Just then, an elderly counselor named Malayavan, who was Ravana's maternal grandfather, replied, O King, there are different ways to deal with a hostile enemy. Battle is only one, and is recommended only in situations where the enemy is clearly weaker, or where every other means of diplomacy has failed. You have not explored any other avenues with Ram. Let us first try to make an alliance. Give Sita back to Ram. After all, the outcome of battle is always unsure, and there must always be a loser. On the other hand, O intelligent Rakshasa, negotiations can produce a favorable result for both parties. Malayavan spoke strongly. Ravana had abandoned virtue. He would now be swallowed up by evil. Ram, however, was devoted to virtue, and his cause was just. The gods and rishis whom Ravana had assaulted were all supporting Ram. Furthermore, Ravana had no immunity from humans and animals, nor was Ram an ordinary human. Why, surely he was Vishnu himself. Therefore, peace should be secured by any means. Having delivered his sagacious advice, Malayavan fell silent, eyeing the ruler of Lanka and awaiting his response. Ravana knitted his brows. He breathed heavily with anger. Clenching his fists, he replied furiously, How have you uttered such harsh, ill-considered words? Surely you have come under the sway of the enemy. On what basis do you hold as powerful the wretched Ram, a mere human who has been abandoned by his father and has as his support only a band of monkeys? See him struck down by me in a very short while. Having somehow crossed the sea and reaching Lanka, he will nevertheless not return with his life. There is no doubt whatsoever. Malayavan made no reply. It seemed that Ravana was bent upon his own ruin. After uttering benedictions, wishing him victory, the old minister left for his own residence. Ravana then set about making all arrangements for Lanka's defense. He posted powerful generals at each of the city's four gates, all of them equipped with a force of hundreds of thousands of fierce Rakshasas. Ravana himself would visit each gate in turn. Satisfied that everything was now secure, the demon returned and retired to his own chambers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.